This is the Janine Pirro Show. Now, here's Judge Janine Pirro.
Welcome back to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Joining us now is a Fox News television host and a political commentator. He is someone, if you watch The Five every day on the Fox News channel at 5 o'clock, he is the center of the table. Please join me in welcoming Jesse Waters to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. And for those of you who don't know him, and I am sure you are few and far between, you're going to end up loving him after you hear from him in the next few minutes. Jesse is the host of one of the most important, if not the most important, primetime show on Fox News. He has that 8 o'clock coveted slot, and he's doing great in it. And we're very proud of him. He is on today for several reasons. Number one, because I love him, but he has a book out. What a shock. It's called Get It Together. So welcome, Jesse Waters. How are you? Tired yet?
Great. Now that I'm talking to you, Judge Janine.
Oh, lie to me, darling. Lie to me. Are you tired yet?
Oh, it's just fun selling books. You know how it is. You've had a few bestsellers, I believe.
Yeah, I do. And I have to tell you, you know, you have to. I mean, once you go to the pub date, that's when you really start working. But I got to tell you, the book is funny. It's engaging, everyone. I've read it. And it is a story of the left, the woke, and how Jesse analyzes and tries to help people. Why don't you tell them in your words, Jesse, what the book's about?
So when I used to do the O'Reilly Factor, you remember, Judge,
of course
I used to go out
do.
Into the streets and
yep.
talk to these characters, but I was only able to talk to them for a few minutes. So I thought, why don't I talk to some of these characters for hours? So I picked like 24 of the most fringe activists, black supremacists, BLMers, open borders people, drag queens, homeless junkies, toad smokers, people that sit in traffic and block it because the world's about to end. And I listened to their life stories. And I guess at age 45, Judge, I figured out how to listen. And what they told me was insane. And they poured their hearts out. And I learned everything about their upbringing, their financial status, their jobs, their relationship. And at the end, I realized why they believe what they believe. It's irrational. This is all a personality disorder based on emotion, the way they were raised, projecting their issues on the rest of the country. They're saying, I don't have any problems. Society is the problem.
Right.
And if we could just change society, everything will be fine. But no, we have to just tell people to get it together. Their problems aren't our problems.
Well, you know, it's interesting that when you talk to some of these people, you know there's a deep, deep story down there somewhere. And obviously you were able to get to it. I was kind of amazed with some of them. But, you know, having prosecuted cases and dealt with all kinds of people, I mean, you know what's in a lot of their backgrounds. But, you know, the wokeness, which is the umbrella that they find themselves in now as a result of whatever hysteria or horrible experience they may have lived through, is an interesting avenue to escape. I mean, why don't you go like another route? You know, how about like religion, or how about loving America? But they picked the woke thing.
Right. So a lot of these people have issues. Someone has identified as a wolf. Someone doesn't want anybody in America to have children. Those types of people Jeez. Are usually narcissists, mm-hmm. and they're dysfunctional, and they've had bad parents or drug abuse or sexual abuse. You've seen it as a yep. judge and a prosecutor. And they say to themselves, I'm going to live my life however I want to live my life. And when society comes around and tells them to knock it off, they feel like they're oppressed. And
yeah.
so they feel like society is oppressing them
yep.
by telling them, no, I'm not going to call you a wolf. No, you can't dress up in women's clothes and dance for kindergartners. So they feel oppressed when it's just society judging them.
Yep.
And we're not allowed to judge anymore, Janine. That's
yep.
apparently mean.
Yes.
So we're in this place in this country now where telling people to knock it off, telling people no, is seen as oppressive. So we have to get back to our foundation where you just tell people, get it together. No.
All right. Now tell me where you got that term, get it together, Jesse Waters.
My mother. Judge, you were probably a good little girl.
I was
probably
a very good girl.
You were never told to get it together.
No, my mother never told me that.
I was told to get it together constantly. And I know what that's like. And I did get it together, but I think everybody else needs to, too.
Well, I got to tell you, one of the first things I noticed when I opened your book, Jesse, was that you dedicated it to your mom and dad, which I thought was so sweet. And, you know, it should have said, and Mom, I did get it together. This one's for you.
Yeah, she's very proud.
Yeah, she should be proud, Jesse. She should be very proud. Although philosophically and ideologically, I mean, you know, she's opposite what you are. I mean, she must still think you got some getting together to do.
Oh, my God. My mother is of the position that Trump's going to end democracy.
Oh.
That's what we're dealing with.
Yep.
My mom needs to get it together. And
well,
I don't think she ever will. You know, you reach a certain age.
Yep.
That's it. And that's why we got to get to these people when they're young.
That's why I got to get this.
Influence.
That's why you get this book. But listen, you talk about fringe activists and fringe lunatics. I want you to take a listen to this sound for a second. So take a listen. We'll come back to you.
Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime?
Corruption statutes, RICO and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime?
I answered the question.
No.
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with.
RICO is not a crime. It is a category.
Okay, Jesse, I'm sure you recognize the sound. That is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez this past week saying RICO is not a crime, which I believe means that we should open up the jails and the prisons for all those people convicted of non-crimes. You know, now there is a fringe activist. I want you to start working on her. RICO is racketeering crime for which you get 20 years in jail. And by the way, shouldn't they drop the Donald Trump charges in Georgia?
Yeah, Fannie's hitting Trump with RICO. I guess he's off the hook now. You'd think someone that was on the House Oversight Committee would know what RICO was, racketeering.
Yep.
It's been used for decades. It was used to prosecute the mob. You're more familiar with it probably than anybody on Fox. She wasn't expecting him to answer. That was a setup question that she thought was going to be a gotcha. And her staff wrote it for her, and she thought she was going to go viral on YouTube, but she was unprepared. And Bubba Linsky is sharp.
Yeah, he is.
He's highly educated, well-versed, and he just kicked it right back to her, and she was stammering and stuttering, and now has egg on her face. So maybe I should pay her a visit in Queens. I hear her district's not doing so well. I'll go over there, bring some constituents, and we'll educate her.
Well, that's a great idea, because the truth is that RICO usually it's applied to, you know, gangs, drug cartels, crime families, as in the Biden crime family. But, you know, she obviously doesn't know what she's talking about. But she embarrassed herself, Jesse, on that one. She really did. But I think you ought to go to AOC. How about this? How about Jesse Waters? How about you send Johnny to AOC's area? Unless you already have. You may have. Have you done that?
Yes, we've sent Johnny, but I think Johnny needs to pay the district another visit. Apparently the district is in shambles, if you've seen some of these videos. It's not doing too well under her leadership. And many of these places under these woke ideologues in Congress, their districts are a mess. So I think we should just maybe make a series where we send Johnny to some of these dilapidated districts run by the squad and just ask people, are you better off?
Yeah, good idea.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Greg Kelly. To my friends in the construction business, if you've been injured on the job, make just one call to the Construction Accident Lawyers at the law offices of Darren T. Moore. With hundreds of five-star reviews, they fight for more justice for every client and have secured millions of dollars in compensation for New York construction workers. Call 888-444-ATTY. That's 888-444-2889 for a free consultation. More diligence, more persistence, and more justice. Prior results don't guarantee. guarantee similar outcomes.
All right. So, Jesse Waters, now that we've talked about your book, Get It Together, your first book was How I Saved the World. Now you're telling the, you know, people who've got problems to get it together. Are you thinking about a third book?
Oh, God.
No, not now.
No, you know, you got to take a little break or else the eyes are going to pop out of your skull. But eventually, I think I might have to write a self-help book because Greg's self-help book didn't really move the needle.
I mean, who wants to listen to
self-help from Greg?
Yeah.
So I think I have to come in and step in and straighten people out. And maybe in a couple of years, we'll have to do that.
Yeah. And there's no doubt that this book is going to be a bestseller if it isn't already, Jesse. We love you on the five. We really do. And I'm very proud of you and thrilled to have you on the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show. Thanks so much for your time, Jesse. And go get them. Go sell more books. Everybody, Jesse, where can they get the book?
Well, they can get it off Amazon. And
Jesse Waters, we love you. Thanks for joining us.
Love you, too.
Okay. And never forget, that's a commitment we made on 9/11. Honor it by donating $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
This is the Judge Jeanine Show.